Linda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Jack Charles, Born Again Blackfella. Written by Jack Charles with Namilla Benson and read by Jack Charles. For my brother Archie and my sisters Esme, Eva Jo and Zenop. Also for my six missing siblings. Prologue. Black Watch. It's the middle of the night, and I'm huddled over, dragging my dilly bag, which is chock full with all sorts of goods, jewellery, frozen food, wallets and the like. This loot is the result of another day on the job, which happens to be doing burglaries, or burgs as I call them. By the faint light of the moon, I can see my breath against the cool air, steadily wafting around me as I silently pound the pavement. It's the wee hours. Most folks are tucked up safely in their warm beds sleeping, but this is the time of the day when I am wide awake. I always feel the stillness of the witching hour fills me with an easy calm as I walk about doing my business along with other nocturnal creatures. We creatures of the night are in each other's company often. On more than one occasion, I've confronted the odd cautious fox and have whispered a few calming words as we've circled one another, hunter-gatherers both. I'm making my way home from the leafy affluent suburbs of Kew in Melbourne's eastern suburbs. Kew is one of my fave haunts, beautiful and picturesque, even in the still of the night. The silhouette of impressive mansions and beautifully manicured hedges looks almost velveteen under the dim moonlight. It's dark, but I'm expecting dawn to break within a few hours. My general rule of thumb after a burg is to be out of the area before sunrise. I leg it out lickety-split so that should the coppers happen to ask locals if they've seen anyone dodgy around, they can't put a face to the crime. Still, it's the late 1970s and you occasionally encounter a few early risers out and about collecting milk and newspaper deliveries from their front porch. On this particular morning, I'm a tad late exiting the suburb. I kick into top-notch performance mode and put on my dandified, jolly good old chap air, playing the perfectly down-to-earth, nothing-to-see-here friendly neighbour. It's easy to do when you've been forced to assimilate after years in a white institution. I wander past an old woman collecting her milk and papers and give her a big flash of the old pearly whites. "Good morning," I chirp. "How are you?" She greets me with a smile and goes back inside. If the cops later decide to question her, "Did you see an Aboriginal man walk past?" she'd likely say, "Oh, I did see someone, but no, I think he was African-American." It makes me laugh that that actually has been reported when people have cited me.